Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 33, Hop Tries Fishing Again. How do you think that's going to go?
One night not that long ago, Hop was lying in bed and decided that she was going to get out and do something. So she said to herself, you know, it's been a long time since I've gone fishing. I wonder if there's some place where I can go fishing. So she went to the garage and got her fishing line because she remembered that you don't fish in the water unless you're a pelican. So she went, she got her fishing rod and her fishing line, and she decided she was going to go for a walk and see if she could find some place to fish. Which, that's a very interesting thing to do, is to just go for a walk and see if she can find a place to fish. Well, she started heading down the path, down the street. She went past the car wash, she turned the corner, she went further down the street to the end of the street, and there she found a path, a walking path. She thought, oh, a walking path, this is great, I'll walk down this path and see what I find. And she walked a ways down the path, and wouldn't you know it, she found a little pond. And she said, oh, great, a pond. I can go fishing here. And there's even a little bridge across here where I can fish from. This is great.
Which bridge was that?
It's the bridge on the way to the shop.
Wow.
Yeah. So she set her fishing rod and her tackle box down and got everything set up. And she cast her fishing lure out into the pond and was just so happy that she could go fishing so close to home. And she was fishing and reeling her lure in and casting out again and reeling her lure in and casting out again and again and again and again and again. And she started wondering, this is very interesting. I'm not catching any fish. I'm not seeing any fish jumping in the pond. Huh. So strange that the fish would be so quiet. Oh, they're just, fish aren't usually that quiet. But she thought, well, fishing requires patience, so I'll just keep on fishing. And so she did some more fishing and fishing and fishing and fishing. After a little while, actually, after quite a long while, she heard something. She heard a dog barking and snuffling and suddenly running, and then suddenly there was and a big splash. And Hop looked and went, What are you doing? And this big dog had jumped right into the middle of the pond. And Hop reeled her lure in because she didn't want to catch a dog. That's not what she wanted to do. And she said, excuse me, but I'm fishing in here. And the dog, well, the dog laughed. This isn't a fishing pond. There's no fish in here. This is a dog pond. This is for swimming, not fishing. Well, Hop felt a wee bit silly because she had spent all this time fishing in a pond that didn't have any fish in it. And she thought to herself, but then she thought, well, you know what? I might as well make the best of it. Here I am. I found a pond that's for dogs to swim in. I'm not a dog, but I bet you I could swim in this pond too. So she decided she would do something very brave. And she climbed onto the railing on the top of the bridge. And she jumped off into the pond and went splash. And she went swimming and swimming, which, by the way, is something that, as adults and kids, we should really never do. It's just something for a silly rabbit to do. She went swimming and swimming and swimming. And played tag in the pond with the dog and had all kinds of fun. And then she thought, well, I've had all kinds of fun. I didn't catch any fish, but I did find a place where rabbits and dogs can swim. So, well, that's good. I think it's time to go back to bed. So she crawled out of the pond and grabbed her fishing stuff and walked on back home. And, well, wouldn't you know, it was warm enough that, and breezy enough that by the time she walked back home, she'd gotten completely dried off. So she wasn't even tracking in wet footprints into the house. So she climbed back into the house and crawled into bed and had a really, really good sleep because she had been swimming and she was really tired. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop Podcast. Join us next time when Hop helps a fox. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.